Jaya Radha Madhava. Gopi jana balaba hiri balajhaguti. Gopi jana balaba hiri balajhaguti. Yasoda nanana braja jana nanana Yasoda nanana braja jana nanana Yamuna te ravana Jagunti Yamunati Ravana Jagunti Jayo Radho Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari Gopi jana palaba Giri vado dhago re Gopi jana palaba Giri vado dhago re Sudhanana Rajajana Ranjana Yasudhanana Rajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vana Chauti Yamuna Teva Vana Chauti Jai Hu Radho Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Panamahansa Paravidagacharya Asutada Said to she, Shimad, his divine grace, Abaya Chalanar, Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, ISKCON founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem se gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopika Banas Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Gajai, Vrindavanam Gajai, Maturanam Gajai, Jagadatha Sami Gajai, Yamunamai Gajai, Shrimati Lasi Devi Gajai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, Gaur Prabhananda Hari Hari Bom. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Gnamini Namaste, Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pacharni Nivashesha Shunyavari Pashyacha Dejatarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 31st chapter, text 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Praja Vanoka Sam Vyaktir Anga Te Vijana Hantri Alang Vishwa Mangalam Chaja Manak Cha Das Twat Asprahat Manam Swajana Rid Rujam Yan Nishudanam Rajavanaukasam Vyaktirangate Vyaktirangate Regina Hantrialam Vishwamangalam Chajamana Chastas Twat Sprihat Chajamana Achanas Twat Brahatmanam Hatmanam Swajarid Swajana Ridrujam Yan Nishudanam Brajavano Kasam Yatirangate Regina Hanshalam Vishwamangalam Jajamana Chanas Twat Brahat Manam Rihatmanam Swajana Rid Rujam Yan Nishudanam Rajavanau Kasam Vyaktirangate Regina Hantrialam Vishwamangalam Jajamanakichanas Twat Sprihatmanam Swajana Ridrujam Yan Nishudanam Okay. Vrajavana. In the forest of Vraja. Okasam. For those who dwell. Vyaktihi. The appearance. Anga. Dear one. Te. Your. Vrijana. Of distress. Hantre, the agent of destruction. Alam, extremely so. Vishwamangalam, all auspicious. Chaja, please release. Manak, a little. Cha, and. Naha, to us. Twat, for you. Spraha, with hankering. Atmanam, whose minds are filled. Swa, your own. Jana, devotees. Rit, in the hearts. Rujam, of the disease. Yat, which is Nishudanam, that which counteracts. So translation, O beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braja's forests. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your devotees' hearts. So you can repeat, O beloved, your all-auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of those living in Braja's forests. Our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your devotees' hearts. So, purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. According to the Acharyas, the gopis repeatedly entreat Lord Krishna to place His lotus feet on their breasts. The gopis are not victims of material lust, but rather they are absorbed in pure love of Godhead, and thus they want to serve Lord Krishna's lotus feet by offering their beautiful breasts to Him. Materialistic persons who are victims of mundane sex desire will not be able to understand how these conjugal dealings take place on a pure spiritual platform. And that is the materialist's great misfortune. So, before we read any of the commentaries and speak, we'll go over the verse again. Vrajavana kasam vyaktirangate Rajina Hantriyalam Vishwamangalam Jajamanachanas Twatsprihatmanam Swajana Ridrujam Yannishudandam. So Omagana Timiranda Shagananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, the better to see me with. I was trying to avoid people seeing me because it'd be a bright light. So they would see the Brahman effulgence instead of me. Well, but the light's precious. So I thought we'd do something a little different today with this verse and just comment a little bit about the first two, three words. Rajavana Okasham, in the forest of Braja, Okasham, for those who dwell. So when I heard this verse or read the verse last night, I was thinking, let's have a fun class today. So I thought we'd talk about the forest of Braja, which would be really wonderful. And I took out my little notes, and I have a lot of interesting information about the forest of Braja. There's actually 12 main forests in Braj, which are, and we're going to go into each one of those, which is Madhuvan, Talavan, some of you will remember some of these, Kamudvan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Karirvan, Vrindavan, of course, Badravan, Vandiravan, Bilvan, and Lohavan. You don't have to remember them all. And actually, the whole area of Braj is sometimes called Vrindavan. And sometimes Vrindavan refers just to what? The city of Vrindavan. And some of the acharyas describe that Vrindavan is the largest forest, and some of the acharyas describe that Vrindavan, the Mahavan is the largest forest. You know, so there's different descriptions of the acharyas. And so there's two divisions amongst these major forests. One is on the western side of the Yamuna River, and the others are on the eastern side of the Yamuna River. The reason for this division is that in the early pastimes of Krishna, Krishna appeared, of course, in Mahavan, but that's on the eastern side of the Yamuna. You understand? Gokul. Krishna appeared in Gokul. Because you may say that Krishna appeared in Mathura, but that we do not accept. Krishna Krishna's expansion, known as Vasudev Krishna. Vasudev means Krishna who's all-pervading and the Lord of everything. Krishna's expansion, known as Vasudev Krishna, appeared in Mathura as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. And Krishna, the Vrajendra Nandana, the original personality of Godhead, from whom all the other manifestations of God expand, Eti Chung Sakalakvasa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam, appeared actually as the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So when Vasudev, and there's a difference in the pronunciation, Vasudev or Vasudev, when Vasudev, the father of Vasudev Krishna, brought Vasudev Krishna to Vrindavan, Vasudev Krishna entered into Brajendranandana, that's Krishna in Vrindavan. So anyway, so Krishna has actually appeared in Gokul. And I know there's some controversy about where Radharani appeared, but I was just reading the Acharya's commentaries last night, and they said Radharani appeared in Ravel. Now, some people say Radharani appeared in Varshana, and that may have been in a different yuga, a different age, or something like that. But as far as our Acharyas are concerned, Ravel is where Radharani appeared. And both of those, Ravel and Gokul, are on the eastern side of the Yamuna River. And the reason I'm making this distinction between the eastern side and the western side of the Yamuna River is that Krishna started off his pastimes on the eastern side. And when Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men realized that there were so many demons there, they decided to go somewhere else, and they crossed the Yamuna River and went to the Vrindavan forest. And of course, there you have, in the Vrindavan forest, you have Nandagram and Varshana. So Radharani's family established in Varshana, and Krishna's family, then Nanda Maharaj, etc., like that, established in Nandagram. And actually, Lord Chaitanya discovered Nandagram. He actually climbed the hill and he saw in a cave there were a mother and a father and a cute little boy. And it was Krishna. That's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we named up that. There's also secondary forests, which are called Upavana, Upavana means like smaller forest. There's 12 Upavanas in Brajamando. That means smaller forest. Gokul, Govardhan. Govardhan is a forest. Barshana, Nandagon, Sanket, Paramadra, Aring, Seishat. That's where the Seishai Vishnu is. Mat, Uchagram, Kelvan, Shrikund, Gandharavavan, Parshole, Bilichu, Bachavan, Adibhadri. Adibhadri is actually interesting. Adibhadri is the original Badrinath verb. You understand? Anyway, it's the hilly portion in the western part of Braj. And it's described by the Acharyas that the original form of all these different holy places, like Badrinath and other places, like Kedarnath, there's also Kedarnath there too, are all there in Braj. And what you see outside of Vrindavan, or outside of Braj area, these are all expansions of the original holy places which are in Braj. There's also a Lakshman Julan. In other words, the bridge. Anyone's been there? You've been there. And so many things. You can see everything in Braj. You never have to leave the Braj area. So, or Kerala, Ajoka, Pisaya, Kokilavan, that's where Krishna acts like a peacock, actually. Dadigram, Kotavan, and Rabal. Rabal is considered a forest, too. So these are the minor forests. But let's talk about the major forests in Vrindavan. And so I'm going to go through some of my notes in these. So Vrindavan is 42 miles, though the Braj area is 42 miles in each direction. And that's approximately 1,600, a little bit more than 1,600 square miles of forest. And I'm going to go through there. So let's go to Madhavan. We start with Madhavan. And so in Madhavan forest, it's so wonderful to hear about the forest, or read it for me at least. In Madhavan forest, Krishna appeared in all four yugas in Madhavan forest. Dhruva, well, that's Dhruva Maharaj, performed his austerities there, and Krishna appeared to him. In Treta Yuga, Shatrughna, who was the brother of Lord Ram, he killed Lavanasura in the Madhavan forest. Krishna, of course, appeared in Dwarpa in Madhavan. He didn't appear. He had his pastimes there. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Madhavan forest in Kali Yuga. And so the Madhavan forest is called the Madhavan forest because there's several different reasons, but one story is that Shatrughna killed Madhu, his wife, before he even killed the wife of Madhu, Mayadana, and his son Lavanasura there, so it's called Madhavan. So Lavanasura is a very interesting story. And this story is actually in the Ramayana, because this Lavana could not be defeated by any weapon. He had gotten actually a trident from Lord Shiva that he could defeat anybody with. And so what happened is that Shatrughna waited until Lavana was actually out in the forest. He didn't have his trident with him, and he wouldn't let him back in that. Back at home, and so he killed him in this particular way. So that's, and then also in Madhavan you have Krishna Kund, where Krishna dug a kund out or a well with his flute. There's the Adauji temple where Balaram is black in his temple because he's so absorbed in Krishna's pastimes and chanting Krishna's names he became black. And also have this place called Dhruvatila. Dhruvatila means the hill in which Dhruva executed his austerities. And there's the beautiful Vishnu temple there on top of the hill. You've been there too? And then the next forest is Talavan Forest. And of course, I think pretty much everybody's familiar with the Talavan Forest because that's where that wonderful Dhenakasura was. And there are so many nice fruits there. And actually, it's described by some of the acharyas that Dhenakasura was keeping the fruit safe for Kamsa. he was actually Kamsa's devotee. And also there in Talavan, there's Shantanukund, where Shantanu performed austerities to get Bhishma Deva as his son. And something very auspicious was there in Talavan, which is called Kachari, which is the holy birthplace of Putana. That's a joke. Nobody laughs, just trying to see if everyone's awake. I said, holy birthplace. And then the next forest we'll talk about is Kamudvan. And this is where Lord Kapiladeva executed his austerities, in Kamudvan. And, wow. And then there's Bahulavan. Actually, I have more information about Bahulavan because Bahulavan is named after a cow named Bahula, as if you couldn't guess. And let me just... it's described by the acharyas as full of beauty. According to the Skanda Purana, there's a Saki. There's several reasons why it's called Bahulavan, that Krishna's Saki, or girlfriend, Bahula, resides there. So the one thing that happened here is once upon a time when Radharani was in her angry mood towards Krishna, she hid herself in a kunj there. And Krishna became so completely distressed, finally was able to find her, and he pacified her. It's also believed that anybody who has a desire will have his desire fulfilled if he takes a bath there. And of course, it's also named it famously after this cow named Bahula, who was drinking water from the pond. And when a tiger attacked and caught her, she told the tiger that she would return to be eaten after she had first gone to the house of her master, Brahman, and fed the milk to her calf. When she got home, she told the calf to drink the milk and told him about her promise to the tiger. The calf insisted on going with her without drinking any milk. The Brahmin also prepared himself to go alone. He planned to leave the cow and calf at home and give himself to the tiger as food. So this shows the sacrifice of devotees. In the end, all three approached the tiger, each willing to sacrifice himself. At that time, Krishna appeared there, and the tiger underwent a change of heart. Vrindavan Forest is magical. The Brahmin returned home safely, and he lived happily ever after. So that's Bahulavan. And also another thing in Bahulavan is this place called Gantoli. Lord Chaitanya had darshan of Gopal there, and Gantoli is where another place where the marriage of Radha and Krishna Radha and Krishna was performed. They tie their cloths together. And Gulal Kund is a very famous place where it turns colors during the holy festival automatically without anybody throwing anything in it. Hmm. Then there's Kamyaban. And Kamyaban is called Kamyaban because it's a forest where all the desires of everyone are fulfilled. And the town there is called Kaman, where the three original deities of Braj stayed there on the way to Jayapur, Madan Mohan, Radha Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. And Brinda is the presiding deity of Kamyavan, but when they tried to move her, she refused to move. And she's not that big a deity, but they just couldn't move the deity. All the devotees together couldn't move the deities. And so another thing that happened there, let's see, there's different pastimes like Kameshwara Mahadev is installed there and all your desires are fulfilled. And the Pandavas also lived in Kamyavan. And that's where the story of Durvasa Muni, when Durvasa Muni was sent by the Kurus to approach the Pandavas for food, and this was after the Pandavas had eaten their meal and Draupadi had eaten her meal, and they had this pot that would supply unlimited food. And so Durvasa arrived with his like 10,000 disciples or 100,000, however many it was. And the Pandavas were all upset. What are we going to do now? Because we'll be cursed by Durvasa Muni. And then what happened is that Krishna appeared and he found, as we know, a grain of rice in the pot. And when Krishna ate that grain of rice, he burped. And when he burped, you know, burping in India means you're satisfied. And you know, in India, like in India, they feed you until you burp. In the West, if you burp during a meal, they say, oh, how gross that is. But in India, it's a sign of satisfaction. Essentially, you've got to understand how to adjust according to the cultures. Because one time I was at home at my mother's house and I burped. My mother said, how disgusting that is. So, Krishna burped, and the disciples of Durvasa Muni, along with Durvasa Muni, were so satisfied, they also burped. And then they ran. It's described, actually, in the Mahabharata that they ran away because they were afraid of offending the Pandavas. Because they thought, oh, Draupadi has prepared this, you know, luxurious meal for us. And if we show up and we can't eat anything, she'll be very upset. It's like if you go to someone's house and you don't eat anything, it's like an insult to them. So they ran away. So this happened in Kamyavan. It's interesting, isn't it? Even the Pandavas' pastimes in Kamyavan. And then there's... actually, other things happened in Kamyavan. Hold on, I was saying Pandavas. There's Gayakund, where Nanda offers his oblations to his forefathers. And there's a hall in in the Kund there, not in the Kund, in Kamyavan, that it was said to have been constructed by the Pandavas. Anyone seen that hall? It has many pillars in it like that. And there's Krishna's footprints are there, called Charanapahari. Krishna played his flute, and the stones melted. And Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Madhavendra Puri, Madhvacharya, Vallabhacharya, and the Goswamis came there to have darshan of these footprints. So they actually accepted that these footprints were Krishna's footprints. And also Krishna performed sacrifice there, killed Vyomasura there. So many, there's famous slide, the Pichol Pihari, that the devotees go down during the Vrajmando Parikrama. Anyway, and a place where Radha and Krishna would meet. Then you get another forest is called Kadiravan, and this is where Krishna killed this Bukasura there. And there you have the Bhajan Kutra, Lokanath Goswami, and Bhargava Goswami, and Krishna and his friends would all play there. Then Kokilavan, where Krishna dresses as a cuckoo to try to call out to the gopis. There's also a lotus feet of Krishna there. Seshayi Vishnu is there. So many other things are there. Bhadravan, where the cowherd boys had their pastimes. And there's the Shiva temple established by Brajanabha. And we mentioned Bandiravan already. But anyway, another thing happened in Bandiravan is where Balaram killed Pralambasura. Jiva Goswami said Radha and Krishna got married at Bandiravan, which we mentioned before. Lord Brahma was the priest. It's mentioned in the Adi Baraha Purana, and the Garga Sangita mentioned Bandiravan. And there's also Venu Kupa, a well created by Krishna's flute, which has all the holy rivers in it. And there's a Vamshivat and Sridham temple, And there he's waiting for Krishna to return from Mathura. Belvan is a picnic place for Krishna and his friends. Belvan is where Lakshmi performed austerities for thousands or millions of years to actually enter into the rasa dance, but she was unable to do so because she was attached to her form and opulence of Lakshmi. And Lohavan, it's described that Jarasandha was defeated 18 times, and this is where Krishna rode the gopis across the Kund. Lohasura, a demon, was killed by Krishna, and Dalji is the presiding deity. And there you also find Chirsarga, which was a lake that was filled with milk from 100,000 cows, offered to Balaram. The milk was offered to Balaram deity. And the Balaram deity was discovered in that kund. And there's Chintaharan, Ghat. And Chintaharan, Chinta means like in the mind or anxiety. Chintaharan means where all the anxieties of the mind are taken away. And then there's Mahavan, and we mentioned before that Mahavan is where Gokul is and Raval is, and that's where Krishna appeared. And that's where the Damodar story took place. And you can actually go to places near Gokul where you see the at least a replica of the grinding mortar that Krishna was tied to, and you know the depictions of the different pastimes. That's where Nanda's palace is. Trinavarta was killed there, as well as the beautiful Putana. And Balaram appeared very close by. And Raval, which I mentioned before, is the appearance place of Srimati Radharani. There's a deity established by Brajanaba. And the story of Radharani's appearance is that Vrishabhanu went to the Yamuna to take bath, and he saw a golden lotus that was as bright as a million suns in the river, and on that lotus was Srimati Radharani. And so that's that's all in Mahavan. Did I leave out any of the forests? Let's see. Yeah, we mentioned, I think we mentioned all the forests. So those are the forests of Vrindavan. So I thought we'd take a little detour because it mentions the forests of Vrindavan. And then we'll read a little bit of the commentaries. According to the, bewildering us innocent, respectable women, you have brought us to the forest at night. Your intention is not just to burn our life airs with the fire of expectation, but to protect our life by giving your association. The gopis now speak of the reason for this. Your appearance is auspicious for all the inhabitants of Braj who have discrimination and removes all sorrow. Therefore, with minds hankering to fulfill that desire which arose in you on seeing us, without being miserly, release a little of that something to us. And Krishna asks, what is that thing? It is the medicine, the lotus of your feet, which pacifies, Nishudanam, the disease in the breasts of your devotees, Vajana, Rid, Rujam. If we get that medicine for placing on our breasts, your desire will be fulfilled, and thus we can maintain our five life airs. Jiva Goswami states, by the appearance of desire in your heart, we have developed various emotions. With the arousal of your desire, we begin to think of your condition. How can he get relief from that pain? We think in this way because we have natural strong affection for you. With hearts splitting because of strong affection, they make a request with humility in two verses. You have made your appearance as the destroyer of distress, Regina Huntri, for the inhabitants of Braja and the forest. Therefore, disappearing was not proper. O Anga, this is uttered to express prema. Not only have you appeared to destroy everyone's suffering, but to give unlimited auspiciousness, Vishwamangalam. Or you've appeared also to bestow all happiness on them. The word alam exceedingly modifies both words. Then why do you not destroy our suffering? Since you are inhabitants of Braj, dissipation of the sorrow because of various disasters will also take place. What more do you ask? Our minds desire to attain you. Tvat sprahat manam. The people of Braj desire me also. What is the difference? Please give a little medicine to destroy the disease in the hearts of your special friends in Braj. Swajana. They ask for a little because it is most rare, or because that is the custom of a beggar. Because Rujam, diseases, is in the plural, and Nishudanam indicates negation, not destroying completely. It is suggested that the disease of desire will continually appear in various newer forms. And finally, Sanatan Goswami. Now at least show yourself. This will certainly bring about all good results. Your avatar or appearance, Vyati, destroys obstacles for those living in Braja. But We are no longer living there. Therefore, disappearing is not proper. Anga is an address uttered in prema. Like anga can mean like limb, like you're part of me. You understand? Because there's other words you can use for love or things like that, but anga means like we're connected, basically. Not only do you destroy obstacles for the people of Braja, you show auspicious forms to the whole universe to the highest degree alam. The obstacles do not reappear, and the auspiciousness is the wealth of bhakti and prema along with happiness at every moment. Give a little of that which constantly destroys the pain in the hearts of your devotees. You know their pain and their desire for you since they are your devotees. The disease of the heart means that the heart is filled with the pain of prema. I know that my devotees desire prema for me and Vaikuntha in order to see me. This is Krishna speaking. Our minds desire to attain you, Tvad. Or our minds want enjoyment with you. Do something for us so that this can be fulfilled. Manag, a little, indicates that it is rare or the humility of a request. However, rid rujam, pains in the heart, is the plural, and the word nishudanam, complete destruction, indicates that their love for him cannot be extinguished. It constantly or continually increases with freshness. It has various types of prema. Or, O friends, Vajana, give a little of that which will extinguish the pain in the hearts of us who desire only you. So, of course, these are the expressions of the gopis who only desire Krishna, but we have pains in the hearts. We have riddhi grantha. We have a knot in the heart. Atogrik, etc., siddhapta. You know, because we're identifying with all the things connected with this material body and mind. And so this is called a knot in the heart. Ridya Grantaho Atogra Kshetra Siddhapta Vidar Janashima Ho Yamahamameti. And so the process of bhakti, or coming in contact with Krishna, enables us to unravel this particular knot in the heart and come to the point of Krishna Prema. So even from our perspective, we should be begging Krishna to appear in our hearts. And the Krishna is appearing in our hearts through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. So any questions or comments? We got about it. 1 minute to go. In the forest of Vrindavan, yeah. I was looking for it, and I couldn't find it. But these are some of the notes that I've taken throughout the years. I think there is. Yeah, Lokanath Maharaj published the book, and I don't have a copy of it right now, of the whole Brajamandal Parikrama and then all the stories. But in most of the books that I've read, that you don't find a real correspondence between the forests and what happened in each forest and each places like that. So I tried last night just to break down, like, you know, break down what happened in different forests. Because usually you just find, well, this happened in this place, but the forest is not mentioned. Like you hear, like, for example, Brahmananda Ghat. Brahmananda Ghat is where Krishna ate the dirt. Mother Yashoda looked in his mouth. You know, Balaram actually ratted on Krishna. I hate to use that expression. And so that happened in Mahavan. But usually you don't find the correspondence of the forest with the place where the pastime happened. But it's nice to meditate on Krishna's pastimes corresponding, in my mind at least, corresponding to the forest with the place. Okay. All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Radha Gopinanda Ki Jai. Hari Purusham Namaham Rajami Govindam Hari Purusham Namaham Rajami Govindam Hari Purusham Namaham Rajami Venam Kanta Maravindalaya Daksha Bhagavatam Samasita Buddha Sundaranga Nanda Kako Hitamaniya Nishesha Shobha Hari Purusham Namaham Bhajami Anganeya Sakala Kala Priya Priti Vati Asya Vipa Hikayati Kira Nagamti Amrata Jivaya Sadhu Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine Child Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrindanaya Sri Krishna Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Radha, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Radha, 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 Jai Radha, 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 Radha. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansa Paravadakacharya, also Tada. Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya, Chananada Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti, Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila
Atrapidani amita smaranena kala etadrishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaivam idrishami hajani nanuraga Vinada pi sunichena, tarora pi suhishuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari, nadanam najanam nasundarim, kavitam vajagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani ishvare, bhavatad bhaktir ahoitaki twai, ayinanda tanuja kinkaram, patitam mam vishameva vambudau, Kripayatava pada pankaja stita duli sadrushim vachintaya nayanam galara shudaraya varanam gadgara rudaya gira pulakarnishitam vapukada tavanam agrahane bhavishyati yuga yatam namishena chakshusha pravashayatam shunayatam jagat sarvam govindam virahename Ashlishya vapadam ratam vanastumam adarshanam. Yatat yatam.